Hey GW, it's me. It's October 29th, 2012. I lost my power, just like everybody else did, like an hour ago. I was fortunate to have it till 8:30. And between the TV and keeping up with you on Twitter, I was well informed. I'm sorry your power went out early. What the hell are you doing out there, old man? Taking pictures. Ugh. I'm sure your wife gave you a little tongue lashing on that. Like a little boy, GW, you have to go out there and look. And you have to see what Mother Nature did. Mother Nature's not being nice. There's fires everywhere. I know my Ricky's been out since 6 o'clock-ish. Actually, 4 o'clock-ish, I think. And one of the poles came down. Actually, two of the poles came down and transformer hit the ground and there was a fire. One of the poles went up in flames. One house before his. I mean, everybody's out. Even the dumpsters saw a fire like right off of Main Street from their window. They're out. Everybody's out. But for some reason, the block behind me is still on. Those are the lucky ones. Oh, GW, I'm bored as shit here. I'm in my car charging it because I was talking on the phone. I was texting people and, Scarlett's not tired yet. No. So I took a pretty little pink pill. It's not kicking in yet, as you can tell. I'm sitting in my car and the wind's picking up again. I realized I had to go out the back door because the garage door is electric. Hello. And I tell you, when the power went out, all I heard was the big F word from upstairs. I was like, oh man, we're such a spoiled society with this electric. Especially in Connecticut when you got the heat. I was smart. I put the heat up high. I was getting hot, but I left it up in case this happened. There you go. My comforter and my plenty of clothes. Thank God it's not that cold out. So Hurricane Sandy is being really, really bad. Let me tell you something. I found out that my poor brother in Staten Island had to be rescued out of his house. He was home with the family. When he realized, he walked outside and the water was up to his knees in his front yard of his house. That means two more steps, it's coming into his house. It's not that it's raining. It's that they live near the beach. The water from the beach, which is at least 10 blocks away, came all the way down that far. Even my ex-mother-in-law I checked on. She's at a friend's house. She's like, it's not worth getting upset over. All our cars are underwater here. I guess that's what they have insurance for, right? It's sad what Mother Nature does to us sometimes, but I guess you just gotta deal with it. My boss called me at work today and told me to leave early. I said, I'm 5 minutes down the road. I can leave at least like 1 or 2. He goes, no, I want you out by 12. Because there's only me and one other woman who showed up. Everybody else stayed home. Even the other temp stayed home. I was like, wow. Well, at least they know I'm reliable, right? So, looks like tomorrow I'm supposed to go to court, but I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, this storm's going to kick around until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'm hoping I can get to my job. Alex just texted me and told me the ridge was closed because of a tree down. There's only one way out, so at least there's still a way out of here. I could take a shower at work. Anyway, GW, I'm booing you from my car. This is Hurricane Sandy reporting out. You be safe with your family. And like always, thanks for listening. And thanks for being my friend. My special friend. I'll always adore you. Hugs. Bye.